Yeah, let's ask Ed to massage those numbers.
Well, yeah, I don't know. No, I think they may be too hard to get at. I guess maybe to Representative Witt, this is a philosophical question, but people who earn two incomes have a lot more money, presumably. If you're married, and most people in this day and age are both working, and their ability to pay, if the we're trying to structure a tax system based on one's ability to pay, how does this comport with that?
Can I respond to that, Mr. Pierce?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Representative, I don't understand the question, because in the people that would be single who would get the larger deduction are even more likely to be working than both people when they're married. Typically, it's when you're married that you have children and you have someone stay at home to take care of the young children. So if anything, a marriage would seem to be, from the act of getting married, which could lead to the act of having children, would tend to cause one of the people to go outside of to leave the workforce, as opposed to enter the workforce.
Somebody help him out.
I don't think that necessarily applies. And as far as income, I mean, we're not trying to get at income here. We get at income through different provisions in the tax code of progressivity. Mm-hmm. Here we're trying to get at the simple fact that our tax code penalizes people when they get married.
Representative Bates?
Well, I mean, it goes back to a pretty simple thing, Chris. I don't mean to argue with you, but, it's social policy we're talking about. Do we believe that there should be a penalty for people to get married? I don't believe there should be a penalty for people to get married. If anything, there should be an opposite situation in the tax code. We know that marriage is one of the basic social functions in our society. It holds our society together, especially when children are involved. And instead of walking the walk, we just talk the talk in situations. To me, it's been a crime for years that people who are married with kids pay a penalty for being married with kids. People who live together and don't have a strong attachment, they can drift apart because marriage isn't there, get to have a tax break for doing that. The whole thing's backwards. So at least this bill, as I understand it, at least would make it neutral. It wouldn't be paying a penalty anymore. I could argue that we should go the other direction and that you should flip this thing. If you get married, you get a tax break. But we're not going to go there today. But at least we're talking about being neutral. The real question is why it died in the Senate last time.
Mr. Chair, I just want to point out that I think it's sort of fascinating that all the old married men on the committee are giving Representative Beck, the only single guy, a lot of advice about marriage. Some sort of interesting symmetry.
Chris, you can tell you Representative Beck doesn't understand.
I've been married for 15 years, and I might understand it either, Representative Beck.
I would like to have this discussion with you in 1 year.
Okay. Dr. Bates just took the wind out of my sails, and that perhaps I spark ways with my good colleagues here to say that maybe we should be rewarding people who get married because stable families build stable neighborhoods and all of that that we just went into. My question was, is this $900,000 and then $700,000 trending mm-hmm. down? Will it hit zero? Do we have to tweak the numbers that much?
Representative House, members of the committee, it does trend down, and it zeroes out, I think, at the old 305, it almost zeroes out in the old 507 biennium. But those estimates are subject to forecast revisions.
Well, given the constraints that we're under for this session, and wanting to move this direction, my preference would be to tweak the numbers this session to try to get it down to true neutrality, and then next session, if we need to tweak them to maintain that neutrality, so they don't get out of balance again the other way. Representative Witt?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think we're talking about it, and I think Ed would probably support this, a very small reduction from where the bill is now to accomplish that, so I have no problem with that. I think it at least gets us to parity in terms of the way we treat married people as opposed to single people.
Let's see what we can do. All right. Thank you, everybody.
There's all the guys on the committee, too, talking about this. All us sensitive
guys. Okay, we will conclude the public hearing on House Bill 2704. We're adjourned.